from WILL's Illinois Newsroom, this is 217 Today. I'm Brian Moline. It's Friday, July 1st. Coming up, Illinois officials are hoping a name change will make an invasive fish more appealing to eat. We'll learn how some restaurants in the state are serving up Kopi, coming up in just a few minutes. But first, these headlines. Illinoisans can expect some moderate tax relief starting today. Alex Degman has more.
The 1% grocery tax will be suspended for a year, a planned 2% increase in the state's gasoline tax postponed until January. Governor J.B. Pritzker also says the earned income tax credit is expanding, but that's permanent.
That will put an additional $100 million per year back into the pockets of working families who need it most.
The state's also offering income tax rebates. People who made less than $200,000 last year will get a $50 check. Married couples earning less than $400,000 will get $100. Property owners meeting certain income requirements can get a 5% refund on their property tax bill up to $300, and those checks will be cut automatically based on your 2021 state tax return. I'm Alex Degman.
Environmental advocates are decrying the U.S. Supreme Court's decision yesterday, curtailing the EPA's authority to regulate carbon emissions. Jen Walling is executive director of the Illinois Environmental Council.
They've essentially cut out some of the tools of the federal government for us to be able to deal with this rise in catastrophe, and that is really problematic.
The court's wide-reaching decision ruled agency regulations are invalid unless specifically authorized by Congress. Walling says flexibility is needed to address carbon pollution in ways it's never been addressed before, and the court's decision limits the EPA's ability to combat air pollution and climate change. Republican candidates in Illinois who support former President Trump fared very well in this week's primary election. State Senator Darren Bailey easily won a six-way race in the GOP race for governor, and Congresswoman Mary Miller topped fellow incumbent Rodney Davis in the 15th Congressional District primary. Both received Trump's endorsement. Chris Mooney is a political science professor at the University of Illinois Chicago. Speaking on the 21st show, Mooney says that does not bode well for the Republican Party in a state Trump lost by 17 points in the 2020 election.
Yeah, I think this is bad for the Republican Party. It's bad for political for Illinois politics, because we need to have two viable parties so they can, you know, play off each other and you know, help represent the state.
Mooney says it will be hard for Bailey to run a competitive campaign against Democratic Governor J.B. Pritzker, especially since Pritzker has vastly more financial resources. The Big Ten Conference will soon reach from coast to coast. The conference announced yesterday that it has approved the University of Southern California and the University of California, Los Angeles for membership in the mostly Midwestern Athletic Conference starting in the fall of 2024. USC and UCLA are currently members of the Pac-12 Conference and have been part of that league in some form since the 1920s. In a statement, the Big Ten Conference said its Council of Presidents and Chancellors voted unanimously to admit the two schools to the conference. League Commissioner Kevin Warren cited the, quote, changing landscape of college athletics as a reason for the addition. The move will expand the Big Ten to 16 teams. Both new schools are about 1,500 miles from the University of Nebraska, the closest current Big Ten university. Rutgers University is about 2,800 miles from Los Angeles. Still to come, we'll take a closer look at the state's campaign to rename the invasive Asian carp as Kopi. That story from Juan Pablo Ramirez Franco is coming up next on 217 Today.
Food is at the center of our lives here in Illinois. All of us eat it, many of us grow it, some of us might be struggling to afford it. I'm Dana Cronin, Illinois Newsroom's agriculture reporter. I'm working to tell the stories that affect us all, from the food supply chain to food insecurity. Listen for my reports on AM 580 and FM 90.9, and look for my stories online at illinoisnewsroom.org.
This is 217 Today. I'm Brian Moline. Kopi is the new name for an old problem in Illinois waterways. Now chefs are taking a stab at making the fish formerly known as Asian carp taste good. Juan Pablo Ramirez Franco has more.
Dom Romano is heating up the grill at the Norwegian, a Westside Rockford restaurant and one of 14 restaurants statewide working with the Illinois Department of Natural Resources to make the invasive carp a staple good.
Can you tell me what you're grilling?
So we've got a Kopi cake here, crab cake style preparation.
Kopi is the new name for the Asian carp, the family of four invasive carp species, bighead carp, black carp, grass carp, and silver carp that now make up nearly 70% of the biomass of the Illinois River. Asian carp, in some cases weighing up to 100 pounds, can consume nearly half its body weight daily and outcompetes native fish in their own waterways. Kevin Irons with the IDNR solution, eat them.
It is clear that although we cannot likely eradicate these species, harvest can prevent the spread and is one of the strongest tools we have to reduce populations of Asian carp in areas where they are dominating.
That's where the rebranding comes into play. The plan is to develop a consumer-friendly image and ensuing market demand for the invasive carp. Dom Romano from The Norwegian adds that the real challenge is helping the carp shed its bad reputation as a bottom feeder kind of fish.
But the Asian carp is a top feeding filter feeder, so it's a much cleaner fish. You know, there's very little fat. There is healthy omega-3s in there, you know, surprisingly, because like I said, very lean.
The invasive carp were imported to the American South in the 1970s to help manage algae and weed growth in local water sources. But by the 1990s, the carp escaped into the Mississippi River and spread throughout its tributaries like wildfire, including the Illinois River. And for Robert Hirschfeld, a water policy specialist with the Prairie Rivers Network, the recent marketing blitz around the invasive carp, or COPI, is just an extension of the state's history of managing the river for the benefit of a couple different private industries, and potentially incentivizing new ones.
Is that industry going to stay here for the long term? Suddenly there will be all kinds of stakeholders that need carp to survive in the river. So is DNR's long-term vision for the Illinois one of hosting a sustainable commercial fishery and invasive species?
The looming threat of carp breaching the Great Lakes and decimating native fisheries, along with the multi-billion dollar industry wrapped up in recreational boating and fishing, has spurred state and federal agencies to spend hundreds of millions of dollars on deterrent technology, like acoustic blasts, bubble curtains, and electric barriers, in order to prevent the carp from traveling any further up the Illinois River and into Lake Michigan. But for Hirschfeld, it's unclear who's protecting the river itself.
You know, 100 years from now, are we just selling COPI? Or are we rethinking the river to be a thriving community of life, humans, and other species as well?
Hirschfeld adds that he's not opposed to harvesting carp. He just wants to understand the state's vision for the Illinois River. In Rockford, Emily Hurd, the owner of the Norwegian restaurant, says her team is gearing up for its 3-day run of their Kopi cake recipe.
It became something actually really good, and the people we've been feeding it to in the restaurant have so far said it's pretty good. We'll be really giving it its big trial for our night service. We do a pretty big night service now, and it's on the menu, so fingers crossed.
Hurd says that if Kopi cakes don't land, the restaurant won't give up on Kopi. They like a challenge. I'm Juan Pablo Ramirez Franco.
And finally, in your forecast, meteorologist Andrew Pritchard is off this week. The National Weather Service says it will be partly sunny today with a chance of showers and thunderstorms and a high of 90 degrees. That's all for today. 217 Today is produced by Sydney Wood. Reporting today contributed by Alex Degman, Tim Shelley, The 21st Show, and Juan Pablo Ramirez Franco. Music by the Kilbourne Alley Blues Band. Reginald Hardwick is our news director. I'm Brian Moline. 217 Today is a production of Illinois Public Media. Thanks for listening. Stay safe, and we'll talk to you again on Tuesday. Have a good holiday weekend.